The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yeah, and here it is another Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. where we're bringing you real estate and mortgage-related news.
That's right. And just a reminder, this is a live call-in show. If you have questions today for us or our guests, you can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300. So give us a call if you got questions.
All righty. So I have questions for you.
Yeah.
Because
rates?
Yes, because it's been a massive roller coaster recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having lots and lots of conversations with clients right now telling them, hey, you've been looking for 2 months. Have you gone back and rechecked your pre-qualification and pre-approvals with your lenders? Because
that's
it's
right.
been taking some people time to find a house because we're in super short inventory market right now. And anyone that we were talking to 2 months ago needs to be looking at that, right? Because it's, what, 2 weeks ago that we had a big kind of spike up?
It's really been all months. All year so far this year.
Yeah.
So it started really when the tax package was passed.
Yep.
And the optimism that the economy would be picking up steam really kind of took off.
Yep.
In addition to that, we've seen wages starting to rise now. That raises the specter or the concern of inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fed, you know, for years now, over a decade, has said they have a target inflation rate of 2%. The Fed wants to see 2% inflation. Now we have it. Now everybody's freaking out.
So, of course.
So we finally got what we've been asking for. But that's
careful
that's,
what you ask
yeah,
for.
Yeah, careful what you ask for. That's right. But there's really sort of a combination of three things that are affecting the interest rates right now. One is that the economy is picking up strength. You know, two is there is the sort of fear of inflation kind of, you know, starting to take hold just a little bit. We have higher deficit spending, which means more government bonds being sold. We have a ton of bonds being sold right now, and it's supply and demand.
Yeah.
You know, if not enough people want to buy those bonds or China or some other country, we have to keep raising the interest rates that we're paying on those until we get enough buyers. It's an auction process. So that is affecting the interest rates. And then the third thing that's affecting the rates right now is sort of just because. It's the trend. Rates are trending
just
upward.
Just because.
And I'll tell you what, last week was a good example. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we had strong upward pressure on interest rates. Thursday, we had a little bit of a rally. And Friday, we had a little bit of a rally. Which was the first time in almost a month that we haven't seen the rates rise that day.
Mm.
Today, back out the window. So I
right.
think what happened Thursday, Friday, just a little bit of profit taking and some consolidation in the markets, but right back to sort of
people
an upward trend.
People want to take profits?
Funny
what?
About that. Well, yeah, that happens.
Strange.
Yeah, weird, huh? So the trend on rates, I'm taking a very defensive posture on interest rates.
Yeah, I noticed. I'm seeing you standing over there. That's defensive.
Should I lock my rate? Should I not lock my rate?
Right.
Folks, lock your rates.
Yeah. Well, you've been saying that for weeks.
I have.
You have.
It's just too volatile to take a chance.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we've definitely seen the shift in the market.
Mm-hmm.
So here's where we're at today. The standard conventional conforming 30-year fixed rate loan today, the national average is 4.54%. And remember,
wow.
in December, we were under 4.
Yes, we were.
Yeah, so we're up about 0.625%, you know, from our lows, you know, just a couple months ago.
Right. I mean, we're still better than 2006, 2007, and all those other years. However, it's still, you know, it's creeping up.
That's
creeping up.
That's right. And so
it's like undies that don't fit well. They're creeping up.
That's well, sure. Absolutely.
Gets a little uncomfortable, you know.
Absolutely. Well, there you go. You know, so the difference, you know, right now, like if you were comparing, let's say a $400,000 loan.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you're looking at 4% versus 4.5%, your payment's going to be about $120 higher.
Yeah.
You know, now
that's
than,
a lot of Starbucks.
You know, than
that you
got to
give up
then.
For that.
That's right. That's about probably $24,000-$25,000 in buying power. Mm-hmm. You know, that's been taken away.
And that is significant when we're in a fast appreciating market mm-hmm. here in Seattle.
For sure, it
we're
is.
Still growing at least at, you know, in most cases from 0.5% to 1.5% a month,
that's
depending
right.
on which market you're in.
That's right. And you kind of hit the nail on the head. If someone is pre-approved, they've been out there looking. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were pre-approved at 4%. Now we're at 4.5%.
Yeah.
You know, they really need to double check their approval because
yeah.
if that 4% approval was set at the maximum that they
yeah.
could qualify for, guess what? You know,
yeah.
they're not going to quite make
they
it.
They might get a sad surprise. And mm-hmm. here's the thing, listeners. Most of those pre-approval letters, when they were given to you, often have a 60 to 90 day expiration period.
They do.
And you could be woefully actually out of date and not realize it.
That's right.
And you could end up getting yourself into a transaction, which is why once you get done with the rates, we're going to talk about a little story of why I told someone they could not write an offer today. Okay, but go ahead and finish up your rates.
Sure, sure. So conventional 30-year fixed rates hit around 4.54. A 15-year fixed rate, the national average right now is 3.9%.
Oh, wow.
A VA, an mm-hmm. FHA, right around 4.34%.
Wow, even up, okay.
Yep, and
yeah.
jumbo loans are hovering in the same roughly 4.54% range.
Across the board.
So, and again, these are national averages, so your
yeah.
rates will vary based on your loan amount, your credit score, the type of loan,
mm-hmm.
the type of property, the lot of factors
yeah.
and variables that go into that. I was quoting rates for a investment property this morning. Customers buying a non-owner occupied mm-hmm. property, and we were up over 5%. And I
yeah.
haven't quoted a rate over 5% since about
yeah.
2013.
Right, been a while.
So you know, we're about at roughly 4-year highs at this point. So,
and we're not talking about that legal substance we have now.
No,
not that
that's
kind
not
of
that kind of
high.
We want,
high.
Yeah, no, we
Got
want
it.
We want our rates to be nice and low. And again,
yes.
they're still good. They're
still very
fine.
Reasonable. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, compared to we go back to what happened in the 80s. We had rates that were in the double digits.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still in a really great place. But folks, you just got to really watch if you're in the market right now. Be paying attention. Go back and look at that pre-approval mm-hmm. letter that you have. Talk with your agent. Make sure that you're still clear to go. Because I'm going to, if I may, I'm mm-hmm. going to go ahead and go into this little story, right?
Sure.
So we love to give real life experiences on this show because we want to show it's not just us here like, hey, let's just blow our own horn and, you know, talk about ourselves. It's like, no, here's real in the trenches kind of stuff that happens. And we had somebody who, one of the gals on my team, Marissa, who, you know, good for her. She's out on vacation this week. Yay. Aloha. She's down in Hawaii. Good for her. And anyway, so she has this new client that she's working with who just recently came back to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband is still in South Africa,
mm-hmm.
but the gal is a nurse. And so she's working here. But she had been working with another agent. And I'll tell you, here's another kind of cautionary tale. Look, you know, don't just go looking for yes, because what we've discovered is she was working with a different agent before, and because she came through Zillow, we're a Zillow Premier agent, and so she asked some information about a property. We, of course, contacted her, did the follow-up, answered her questions, and
right.
then she asked about a showing, so we set that up for her, and she didn't have a written buyer agency agreement with the other person, so we can do this kind of agency with her,
mm-hmm.
and so then we talked about, well, can we create an actual true working relationship with you, because that is a true thing about agency in this state. And so she said, yeah, okay. So we start working with her, and Marissa's, you know, having her talk. Actually, she had her talk to Sarah there in your office.
Mm-hmm.
And we started, because she'd kind of talked with another lender, but mm-hmm. hadn't really gone through the pre-approval process.
Right.
So we had her start going through it. And I start to hear a little bit of the background, not great credit. So ding number one. I didn't know until today that she had only just recently come back to the country, so kind of ding number two potentially,
mm-hmm.
because she'd been out of the country long enough and hadn't been utilizing her credit from the States, that her credit had gone down significantly,
mm-hmm.
right?
That will happen, or
yeah.
that can happen.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. and then on top of it, she had a bunch of derogatories and other mm-hmm. things that before she left the country, she had done some other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the client is sharing some of this with us, and, you know, we're going, this isn't a real prime situation. And she's had two different properties that she's tried to put an offer in on, and one of them before I knew what the situation was. And so the other one was much more expensive, and she was going to qualify for a jumbo loan. Well, she didn't like the rate she was quoted. Mm-hmm. Well, duh, if you have low credit, you're going to get charged higher because you're a higher risk to the bank. We always tell everyone, banks and insurance, it's risk and yield.
Right.
You know, that's how true. You get looked at. You're not just a person. You're about risk and yield.
Credit score can make a huge difference on the interest rate, depending on how low the score is.
Exactly. And, you know, when you've got somebody who has a spouse who's still out of country, there's, you know, there's other things that people have to start kind of looking at. Mm-hmm. So I'm chatting with her today, and now she's going to go to the bank where she has her bank accounts, like checking and saving accounts and things like, because she thinks she'll get something better because there was almost a 1% difference of what she was quoted.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, she had not given full submission of all
right.
of her paperwork.
I was gonna say,
and I have a feeling she's going to get a surprise tomorrow.
Yeah, she is.
Because
she will.
Because whoever she spoke to, I mean, you know, one of the reasons you do this show with me, Eric, and you know this, is because you're one of the few people I know in the industry who actually has a finance and economics degree working in the field.
Mm.
Most people in the lending industry and banking industry do not have any background whatsoever
right.
in finance before right. joining into the ranks, and they get very little training in the meantime. So whoever she talked to could have just been some Joe Blow who's like, oh, great, I'm going to get a commission if I get this deal.
Right, or just quoted a rate, not asking all the pertinent questions.
Exactly.
There's a bigger story
so
here,
we had to,
and without letting on too much here,
yeah.
This person came back to the U.S. and has been working for 6 months.
Less than six months.
Like 4 months. And the position is an hourly type position.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is, as a lender, when we have an hourly type person, unless they're working 40 hours a week fully salaried, we have to average their income over
right.
2 years.
Right.
So there's a question about whether we can even use that income.
Right. And then on top of it, because she's recently back in country, she wasn't supplying her taxes yet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so there was no verification and validation that what she was doing
correct.
In the other country was what she's doing now. And
right.
so all of these factors come into play. And so I actually just had to tell her, I got her on the phone today, and you know, we're all scrambling around because it was a 2 o'clock cutoff for offers today.
Yeah, this one's not
my
ready.
Entire team is scrambling trying to be like, lady, we need you to respond to us. What is going on? And so I finally got her on the phone and just had to lay it out and say, I cannot in good conscience, because in the state law here, I cannot put you in an offer that you cannot close, period.
All the more reason to do a full underwrite. So we fully
absolutely.
Underwrite the loan. And speaking of underwriting, we have to underwrite some commercials for the
yes.
next few minutes. So stay with us. We've got more, and we have the Treehouse people here. Stay tuned.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.